I'm Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. And today, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic is back with us, and she's going to address a health issue and explain how we can deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Rosendahl.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I'm going to talk about something I call it the eating season. You know, sometimes at the end of October, we're slowing down, we're spending more time indoors, we might be sort of binging on Netflix, and it's really easy to put on weight. And sometimes what people find is in January, they've suddenly realized that they've gained about 10 pounds, and it's a lot of work to lose weight. So I really like to focus on maintaining weight. And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier in the year about intermittent fasting. So a couple of tips, I think, that really can help patients with maintaining their weight. One of the things when patients do come in to see me, and whether they're trying to lose weight or not, I actually have them produce a diet diary, a food diary. Because when you're writing down what you're eating, you're actually more conscious of actually what you're putting into your mouth and what times of day that you're eating. And being conscious of it is half the battle in terms of being aware what you're eating and being, you know, able to kind of then decide which things you're actually going to cut out. So keeping a food diary is a proven effective way for weight loss, to carefully monitor what you're eating. And it actually prevents the tendency for many of us to overcompensate with exercise. Sometimes what happens is that we're, you know, for patients that do exercise, they'll eat a lot and then they'll exercise, they'll try to burn it off. And that sometimes doesn't always work, because then we get hungry again and then we're trying to replace those calories with more carbohydrates. So what you really want to do is focus on clean eating, which is really the best approach. Certainly when patients sometimes hit plateaus in their weight loss, they sometimes, their hormone levels change. What we really want to do is try to cut out processed foods, refined sugar, alcohol in favor of whole foods. And when we're eating protein-rich foods and even fats, sometimes, you know, we think fats as being something that we really have to avoid. But to be quite honest, a protein-rich food with good healthy fats and really reducing your carbohydrates, or in some cases eliminating carbohydrates, can really allow the body to burn stored fuel and not store these extra empty calories as fat. So we really want to be able to metabolize our food properly and stay slim in the long term.
So basically you're saying that it might be wonderful if we can decide what we don't eat to gain weight and do it in advance of the holidays, so that January we're the same weight we are today if we don't want to lose weight.
Exactly. Eat consciously, and then we can eat consciously and then actually introduce, for example, intermittent fasting for those days that we actually want to help us burn more calories and more fat.
So there's probably listeners there who want to control their weight. They might want to lose some weight. They might want to stay where they are. If they need guidance and they want to talk to you about it, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Dr. Rosendahl offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. So take the number down. If you have questions about your health, and it can be about weight loss or maybe even weight gain, there might be people out there who want to just change their weight and their outlook. The phone number, 905-707-2001. There is a natural way to approach your health, and Dr. Betty Rosendahl and her clinic can help you.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thank you.